Other woods, most of the time, we just call it cow lot. There's lots, you know, with a stall in it.
Okay. What do you call a wall or fence made of rock or stone?
Rock or stone?
Mm-hmm. Fence
Well, I ain't been using that, but I ain't using now one of them.
Okay.
But I would say rock.
You say a rock fence, maybe? Yeah. Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Okay.
A condenser or something.
Okay, he said wooden. It would carry water in it.
Oh, yeah.
You used to call them kegs. Not out cans.
Okay. Is that what you'd call it, keg?
That's what I'd call that all the time.
It's in a keg and so long.
All right. What would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal or iron or something?
Probably a condenser, ain't it?
Well, no, this is when you go milk the cows, you bring the milk home.
Oh, milk bucket.
Okay.
Yeah. Milk bale or whatever you come on.
Bale also?
Yeah, either one. Some call it that and some call it a milk bucket.
Uh-huh. Some call it a tin.
Yeah, or a aluminum tin.
Yeah, you can have nothing but tin.
What do you call the heavy iron things used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Light a skillet.
Fry a skillet.
Skillet?
Iron skillet, yeah.
Okay.
Iron skillet.
Well, you're good. You come in here for you. No more
buying. Well, I've got both of them. That's all right. What do you call that thing in the kitchen sink where the water comes out of? That thing where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
All right. What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
Faucet.
And what would you call the same thing out in the yard where the water comes?
Spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Bag.
Paper bag.
All right. What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
Sugar and one. They all come in 100 pounds, used to.
What those sacks called? You call
them bags, sugar bags.
Some of them cloth and some of
them. Oh, they have most of them cloth.
Bag sacks.
What would you call it? If you emptied the sack out and you had it left, what would you call the sack? Or the sack?
Well, I might call it a feed sack.
Feed sack?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about the size of that and you put it to your mouth and blow on it?
Harp.
Okay.
You're going to get it all.
What would you call a small musical instrument that is made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
Juice saw. Something like that.
All right, juice
harp. I ain't seen one so long. You can hardly call it juice harp.
You know, they almost
disappear. Oh, yeah, you just take them and just play them.
That's
know.
Right. And you see them on TV now every once in a while.
Sure.
They almost went away for a while.
What
do you call a piece of children's play equipment that is made with a long board bounced in the middle and the children sit on it and ride
it? Seesaw.
Right, like that. Okay.
I'm kind of used to all of them things. He come out the old time, he just trying to... I imagine his job will be kind of whacking these things back.
That's right.
That's what I thought about.
Seesaw, because I used to ride them.
I used to make them.
Seesaw.
Well, you know about that. Do you have a word for a homemade merry-go-round, something that children ride and it goes around this way?
That's what we call that. What do you call that now?
Sometimes you used to have a mule pulling one.
Oh, set mill.
Circle mill?
Yeah. Set mill. Make circle.
Oh, yeah.
Used to make
circles. Don't
make it
now.